You ready for me to kick this thing off?
No, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you ready, yeah? Greetings, true believers, and welcome to now the 36th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig, with me, as always, KS72, and phoning it in all the way from Baston, Sneaky Beat 15, Ian.
Thank you for being specific, because, you know, sounds like I'm phoning it in every week, but I'm actually the man on location. I'm on the street here in Beantown.
Hanging out at the Gadden.
I'm up to my eyeballs in wicked awesome chowda.
Chowda! are you Baston strong?
Sometimes.
Alright. So this is the week of 4/27 through May 4th. Big news all came flying out of today, and we'll get to that shortly. Holy smokes, all the news.
Yeah.
For your Deadpool dailies this week, today got you Red Daredevil, tomorrow Red She-Hulk. Friday, Black Deadpool. Saturday, Black Gamora. Sunday, Purple. Yes, it's still Purple. Black Widow. Monday, Green Loki. Tuesday, Blue Dakin. And Wednesday, get you a Green Squirrel Girl. For your crash of the Titans. All right, April 22nd was Amadeus Cho versus, I don't know, I forget because I hated it. Did you guys even give that thing a whirl?
Wow, I'm really trying to remember. Yes, I did. And it didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, I had no chance at all.
I was going to say, I don't think I gave it a whirl. I don't think I remembered to play that day. I had a very hectic weekend, and I've been failing as a player and a teammate. Well, while I've been on the road, I've had no Wi-Fi, so I haven't played there. It was alumni weekend at my fraternity this weekend, so I was out with my fraternity brothers Friday and Saturday, not being sober.
Right.
So I think I forgot to participate actively in anything.
That sounds like a weekend that could have been spent playing three-card poker in Atlantic City.
Probably. I didn't realize that was an option.
That's always an option. I mean, come on. All right, so no go on Cho. Got it. Today, however, was Miles Morales. Did anybody play this one? I beat it on the second try.
Really? Second try?
Yeah.
Nice.
It took forever.
Yeah, congratulations.
Let me look. I did level him up some this morning.
So while you're looking, I had him at level 70, 212, so definitely playable, way more than I thought I had him at. I was really surprised. I played three times without any chance. I got him, every time I'd get invisible, he would also have purple, and I could not get rid of the countdown, and his purple went through the invis. So, but then I dumped 10,000 ISO into him and got him up to level 111. And the very next one, I was able to beat it.
Mine is level 100. He's 223.
Oh, so you didn't take him all the way up. You just...
Nope. I just bumped him up to 11 to get him some more hit points and was able to do that. Got enough purple, got some boost going. It just took a really long time to whittle down, who was it, Star-Lord?
Yeah.
I've already forgotten.
Yeah. Star-Lord, yeah.
But the key, I mean, was just to save a bunch of purple. Be invisible, keep your invisibility going. And then when you had enough purple to... Supplies! You did supplies, and then down he went.
So I just now opened the legendary token, and I got a black kingpin.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, all right, yeah.
I always enjoy kingpin covers.
I still don't have his yellow, but I'll take any at this point.
Right. You're moving on up.
Yeah.
I don't have a Miles on either of my accounts.
Oh.
So I did not get to participate today.
All right.
He's one of the few characters I don't have any covers of.
Right. Coming up on the second will be 4-star Venom. I don't think that will do so well for me. I might have a Venom cover. Or I could be crazy and I've got 4 Venom covers. I've got him at 2-1-1.
Okay.
So
maybe you'll win.
He's only level 74, so.
That's less optimistic.
I'm at 203. I don't know. Maybe. I give it a whirl.
Right.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Deadpool Versus finished up. Did anyone get a Drax?
Negative.
Nope. No, I did not.
Yep, nothing here either. So that was Sad Factory. But I just could not get up that high. And then, what else we got? Venom Heroic is rolling on now. 18,000 will get you Red She-Hulk, 35,000 get you the CP reward. Top 10 kids get a Miles, and 11 through 200 are Captain Marvel covers. Coming up next, which should now be appearing on your screen, starting May 5th.
Dun dun dun.
Civil War, round 1. More on that later. Your PvP events. God of Lies is running now. 800 gets you Green Loki, 1,000 for the Red Nova, 1,300 for the CP, top spot is Drax, and then 2 through 100 is Doc Ock. And then that Drax knife fight event should be coming up after that. I do not have any rewards for that at this time.
But that's just a normal PvP event, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Civil War. Holy smokes.
Oh, my God. Don't start.
Okay.
I need to drone on and tell you uninteresting things before we get into the good stuff.
All right. Go ahead.
One. I am in the midst of, you know, with the old three stars hanging, dying on the vine.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I've managed to paint myself into the ultimate corner.
Uh-oh.
My choices are Iron Fist, Scarlet Witch, Kamala Khan, or Iron Man 40.
Wow, all the above.
I'm aware of that. What I think is going to happen based on the times that they expire is I think I'm going to take Iron Fist, and I might still have enough time to re-earn enough ISO to get Iron Man 40, but that means Kamala Khan and Scarlet Witch are going to have to wait another day.
Oof, that's sad.
But I don't know if anybody has any different input. Let me know. Otherwise, Craig, are you sitting down?
I'm sitting.
Sunday was a big, big day for me. I got as my daily reward a jab-jab cross cover for your favorite Luke Cage.
Yeah.
And the Deadpool Daily reward was a jab-jab cross cover for your favorite Luke Cage.
Nice.
Who I now have at fully covered and on his way to 166.
Woohoo!
Oh, so man. Finally joining the ranks of people who enjoy, well, who can participate with Luke Cage.
Luke Cage is the bomb.
Yeah, I thought I was going to have to wait a whole nother cycle, but man, is that when that daily reward was exactly what I needed? I was like, thanks, daily reward.
Good times.
Yeah, that daily reward just showed up at the very edge of my screen, so.
Okay.
That'll be another champion level for him, but congratulations. Oh,
that was a good day. Those must be coming in bunches, because I've got a As Seen on TV Righteous Uppercut coming up in 2 days.
Oh, good.
For Luke Cage. For day 625. So I don't know how far ahead you guys are, because I've forgotten. But
I think it was 658 is the Black Luke Cage, somewhere in there.
Okay.
Right. But also, this is going to be the week that Ray passes me.
Oh, sure, because you're not playing right now.
Yeah, because as I said, I will be off the game for the next 4 days, as I am unwilling to shell out $9.95 a day to use this hotel's Wi-Fi. So
you got
to
find yourself a Dunkin' Donuts or something.
Yeah, I mean, there's. I guess I could. I guess I could just walk down to the lobby and use it for free in Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts. I could be a little more active. But, Kelly's in classes all day learning about how to be a better social worker, so I can't be like, here, Owen, sit quietly while I go play Marvel Puzzle Quest. So, pretty much my days are going to be filled with Legoland and children's museums and other such things.
Have you taken a walk? You got to take the walk past the ballpark.
If it's convenient, I will. I can't. I'll get a map. I'll let you know.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Is it?
Yeah.
You know that I don't like baseball, right?
It doesn't matter. It's a classic piece of Americana.
Okay, fair. I'll see what we can do.
You could head down and see how lame Cheers is.
It wasn't that bad.
It's pretty lame.
I enjoyed myself there.
It's pretty lame.
Yeah. Okay. I'll probably skip that too.
It doesn't look anything like Cheers, so that part's lame. But
yeah.
Can I find that Goodwill Hunting bar so I can knock on the window and shout, "How do you like them apples?" at people?
I don't know that.
Okay. Thanks, Ray. Thanks for nothing, Craig.
Can I move on now?
All right, let's tell people about things they want to hear.
All right, Civil War. We'll talk Ray into putting all these links on our webpage.
Tons of them.
Holy shnikes, is there stuff going on?
Oh, so, and by the way, if you're looking for links, I already put the video on the homepage.
Okay. The choose size video?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so there's a video released. You can check that out. It shows you some gameplay from the upcoming Civil War. Appears to be lots of one-on-one matches to be had. So that'll be kind of interesting. They released team affiliations. So everybody seems to be on Team Cap or Team Iron Man. That list is long and extensive, and so is my Johnson. And
oh my goodness,
there's a throwback joke for you. A little Top Gun for you kids. Look that up.
That was uncalled for.
It totally was. But so that there's a whole, you know, you can go see whom your favorite flavor of person, where they are teamed up with.
And just at first glance, a Team Cap is like double the number of characters?
Yeah, it's a lot of characters compared to Team Iron Man.
Holy crap. I don't know. I'm still torn, though. There are good characters on both sides.
Yeah. I don't know. Hold on. Let me see if where the important ones are.
Yeah, my
nope, I'm totally on Team Cap. That gets me. Luke Cage and Iron Fist
are all on Team Cap, yeah. I figure I would.
Oh, and so is Scarlet Witch. Boom! Team Cap it is.
There you go. I figured I'd just kick back and let Brian and Leonard tell me what to do and go along with that.
So a shout out to the Alliance. Let's pick Team Cap because I'm probably going to anyway because I'm a jerk like that. All right. More important stuff. Holy smokes, here comes all the stuff. Starting on May 5th, like I said, it'll be that first run of Civil War. Things that are happening. Winter Soldier, you can start earning tomorrow. Then there will also be two new 5-stars coming out with Civil War. Steve Rogers, First Avenger, and Iron Man Mark 46. Oh, I had to convert my Roman numerals there.
Yeah, they're not marking it as 46. It's XLVI.
I was like, math. the two will have a special PvE event where you can fight for either side in collaboration with your alliance. So you got to play with your alliance on this one. It says players will not be stuck on one side. You can fight both sides. But then later in the article, they say, really, if you want to actually maximize your points, your whole alliance should really be fighting on one side. After that is done, there will be a second run of Civil War, which will feature War Machine, who's also coming out in May. So four new characters coming at you real quick here in May.
Is War Machine going to be a 4? Is that what it said? I'm trying to remember.
I don't think it says, but I would have to assume he's going to be a 4.
Yeah, with 2 5s coming out right there.
Right, so I would have to think that's what they're doing. So Civil War is two events running side by side. Players will battle special boss versions of Steve Rogers and Iron Man along with special teams featuring members of each side. You can switch sides and play either side at any time. However, a node that is defeated on one side becomes locked on the other side. The points each player earns contribute to the side you're playing in. It's a good idea to focus your alliance team on one side to get the most out of the event. When you earn a legendary token from Civil War, you can use that token for the side they earned it for a chance to get that character. So that seems to imply that if you, you know, get to all the point reward to get the legendary token on Team Cap, you have a chance of getting Cap, not Iron Man, and vice versa.
Right.
Special boss fight. At first battle is against the head of the opposing faction, and then you defeat nodes to fight the boss again. So kind of like Ultron is what it sounds like.
Sure.
By completing available nodes, it wipes the timer to fight the boss again, earning your team more points. So I think it's exactly the Ultron
exactly
event.
Exactly like Ultron or Galactus.
Yeah. So I think that's what we got going there. All right. 5-star characters. Are you ready? Are you sitting down?
No. I mean, yes. Go ahead.
All right. So 5-star Steve Rogers, the First Avenger. His first power is a complete copy of Nick Fury. It's called Earth's Mightiest Hero, costs 13 yellow. He calls in his allies to defend freedom. This ends the turn after creating 5 1-turn countdown tiles. Each countdown tile has a special effect. Falcon rallies to protect, Hawkeye prepares to stun, Ant-Man readies an attack, Scarlet Witch conjures a spell, and Winter Soldier draws his weapon. So, different characters, but effectively it's, you know, Avengers Assemble.
Sort of. I mean, there's no countdown tiles in Avengers Assemble.
Yeah, and this ends your turn.
These powers seem more potent, but I understand.
Yeah. His second power for 9 red is Shield Bash. Steve charges forward, deflecting incoming projectiles and smacking his enemies where it hurts. So watch out for the stuffs. This deals damage to the target opponent and creates a strength tile. His final power for 7 blue...
I'm not sure what that means. A strength tile? A strike tile? What's a strength tile?
Yeah, a strike tile. Whichever one adds to your attacks.
Yeah, so it's going to be a strike tile.
Yeah. His final power for 7 blue is coordinated offense. Steve calls everyone in to take the fight to the opposing team. Removes up to 8... random, friendly, strike, protect, and attack tiles. Then for each removed tile, deals damage to the target opponent and gives Cap's team a burst of health. So you want to use him with somebody who makes a bunch of tiles.
Right.
And then you kind of blow them all up and get some healing and do some damage.
Right off the bat, Storm sounds like a good ally to have.
Right.
Oh, sure. If
Absolutely.
You could Hailstorm and then...
Yeah.
Right, Storm, Falcon puts out all those shield tokens
sure.
with his bird strike.
K- Because you do it on the cheap with Carnage. You just get some free ones.
But it only takes off the friendly ones.
Right.
Carnage being dangerous.
But you're going to get a burst of health, so I don't know.
Right.
All right.
That's cool.
On the other side of the aisle, Iron Man. The winning team for 9 red deals damage and bonus damage for each team Iron Man member in your team. So having Black Widow and Nick Fury on the player's team with Iron Man gives bonus damage for each of them. So this is the, that's just the second character, right, to get a, I've got people on my team outside of Reed Richards.
Correct.
Right.
His second power is called Girl Friday, which is his AI assistant. Right. For 10 blue, Friday identifies your opponent's weaknesses, converts 4 to 8 of the enemy's strongest color basic tiles into red. After the board settles, the power then destroys all remaining basic red tiles, not generating AP.
That is a very strange power.
So make a bunch of things red, wait for the fallout, then blow up all the red.
But I don't know. That is very weird.
So you don't get AP out of it, but it's, you know, it's a big board shake.
Right.
But, I mean, potentially. You're just going to have to watch, you know, what the enemy's strongest, you know, basic color is to maximize that. But there you go. And his third power for 12 yellow is House Party Protocol, which I think was from Iron Man 3, right? Empties out the vault.
Wait, what?
House Party Protocol?
Oh, sure. Yes.
Where he summons all the other Iron Man suits to come
right.
do stuff.
Correct.
Empties out all the vaults to call out backup armor. Creates a 3-turn yellow countdown tile that deals damage. Oh, yellow countdown tiles. So I'm assuming as you level up, you'll get more. If Iron Man takes 1,632 or more damage, during an opposing team's turns, one of the 3-turn countdown tiles is removed and prevents the damage. Much like Elektra's black.
Right, except they go away on their own if you don't use them.
Right, because they're countdown tiles. So, that's interesting. And then Winter Soldier, starting tomorrow. Bucky's first power is called Precision Shot for 8 purple. No pink, purple. Winter Soldier fires an expert sniper shot to take out the enemy's weapons, which gives Bucky a chance to strike again. Select a basic tile. Winter Soldier destroys that tile, dealing damage and stealing enemy AP of that color. So that's kind of handy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like that's a winner. His second power for 10 blue is called Detonator. Creates a blue countdown tile and random trap tiles. When the countdown tile reaches 0, all the Winter Soldier's trap tiles are destroyed, which deals damage for each one. If the enemy matches a trap tile away, it creates a strength blue attack tile. So, there you go. And his third power for 12 red is called Moving Target. He lobs a grenade towards his opponent and quickly draws his weapon, putting the grenade in his sights. This creates a red countdown tile that deals damage or deals more damage if the player matches it away.
Okay.
Sounds similar to a one-tile countdown for what?
Yeah, I guess, kind of.
Sure.
And then, finally, later in May, you've got Rhodey, War Machine, coming out. His first ability is 9 red aerial assault. War Machine soars into the air into the sky to rain bullets below. This creates a red countdown tile that deals damage if one does not exist. While this tile is on the board, new tiles have a 15% chance of being strength attack tiles on War Machine's turn. So I guess if you make a match when new things fall from the sky, you know, from the top of the board, there's a 15% chance that they're become attack tiles for you. So that's interesting.
All right.
That's similar.
Yeah.
Isn't that similar to like the
not... one of the Ultron bots does that?
Right. Not Ultron, but his bots do that. Yeah.
Yeah. The Flyer? Is that the one? Is it the Flyer that does that?
I can never keep them straight. I'll go with yes.
I don't remember which one, but one of them does that kind of similar effect. His second ability, Heat Signature Detection for 11 blue. This ability removes all enemy invisibility tiles and up to 2 enemy protect tiles and then deals damage. So that's excellent.
Yes, I'm into that.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of, because sometimes those invisibility tiles get stuck down in the bottom corner and they're a bear to try and get out of there sometimes. So that's handy. His last ability for 8 green is called Gatling Gun. Creates countdown tiles that deal damage and destroys random basic tiles around them, dealing damage but not generating AP.
Okay, that sounds straightforward.
All right, so you can start earning Winter Soldier on tomorrow on April 28th. Civil War event starts on May 5th, and you get War Machine later in May during the second run of Civil War. So there you go. Piles of stuff coming at you.
Crazy. I mean, just releasing 2 5-stars at once.
Yeah.
Wow. Right.
So, in May, you're going to have 2 5-stars and 2 4-stars, it sounds like, coming at you. So, be prepared.
Yeah, that was a ton of news. Just seeing the new loading screen.
Oh, that was awesome, isn't it?
It was almost too much excitement for me. Now to have all this news on top of that, I need a nap.
The extra excitement was that no longer is Cho on the cover. I was like, sweet, not Cho. I'm like, ooh, that's pretty sweet. Cap puts a shield up, Iron Man comes out and punches it.
Yeah.
That's a good time. Anyway, that's all the Civil War that's known to exist.
That's awesome. Thanks for that.
Feel free to check all the links to said articles from the D3 forums and from Marvel.com. We'll get ready to post those up for you on our webpage.
Okay.
And if any other long box heroes are listening,
Team Cap.
Vote Team Iron Man and make Craig sad.
No way.
That's my new platform. I'm announcing Ray as my running mate. We're going to make Marvel Puzzle Quest great again.
That's funny. All right, Ray, what happened last week? What are the folks saying?
All the things.
I can't cover all the things. That's too many things.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. I'm just, if I don't mention what you said, it probably was funny and or intelligently put. But, man, there was just too much to go through. But I'll pull out some of them. D-Wing Illinois, I wanted to mention him. He and along with a few other people, was talking about the scaling. It seems to be better. And generally, I think we were right on the scaling in the last event, the Prodigal Son. People weren't that down on it. They thought it was pretty good. But at the same time, we did get a couple comments about the fact that the rewards didn't scale, which I'm back and forth on. I'm okay with it. I still enjoy the being able to hit the nodes whenever I wanted to. So I don't want to, go over the same stuff over and over and over again, but we did get some somewhat negative comments about the fact that we weren't commenting on the people who were, what is it called, where they're just grinding for the progression rewards. I go for the progression rewards, but I didn't seem to have that big of a problem going for it with the new scaling, so.
Yeah, I mean, I got the CP at the end. Like, I got to the end.
Yeah, I didn't, but I blame life butting its head in. In any case, he also, D-Wing Illinois, also said that, we mentioned Cinnabon drink. So apparently he's playing the drinking game. Perondiak, he even put how to pronounce his name in the post, and I'm still not sure. So he said, there was some discussion.
Post on Phonics worked for Ray.
He said that Nightcrawler should prevent screen shuffle. And that would be a cool mechanic.
I'd be down with that as a passive, but it'd have to also do something else because there's not that many screen shuffle characters.
Right.
He also had a question for all of us, which I really don't think we're going to be able to answer, but I thought it was a good question. How many Deadpool points do we have? Or do we drop the whales too often to hoard any points?
Everyone knows my answer to this, so we can move on.
Craig has zero.
I do have some. He was required for something recently.
Right.
So I did have to play.
And I don't. Yeah, I like Ray said, I don't know the exact amount, but if I had to guess, I probably have more. I probably have enough to drop whales, but not enough to drop it twice.
Interesting.
So there.
I think I have it up to, I don't know, 200,000 or so.
Oh, my goodness.
So I haven't been dropping whales at all. I also don't use them every day, but
I ain't been dropping no whales.
I ain't been dropping no eaves.
There you go. Hooray for Ray.
Perondiak also said that he decided that being a patron was worth it because he's enjoyed the crap out of the banter and the character ideas tossed around. So, hey, thanks.
Sweet!
Yeah.
Always appreciate that.
Yeah, totally.
I am not, however, sure which person he is because when you sign up for Patreon, it actually gives you a real name, so I have no good way of pairing up a online name with a person's real name. However,
so play it safe and thank Jeff.
Since we are on the topic, I will say that we did get Joshua, a new patron, pledged $5. So we'll be arranging his reward over the course of the next few weeks with
big money.
Him. Yeah,
that reward can be anything. It can be crazy.
Yeah, he can pick whatever he wants. So thank you very much. We appreciate your support. And also want to thank David Nelson, who is, we have tentatively, he's going to be on the show shortly. And just to mention everybody, the people, Yace the Ace, Jeff Polier, Screech, He's Jing Gixon and Jeff Metzner. We just really appreciate the support. Let's see, what else do we have in comments? We got a comment from Nick 1118. He said he was checking out his alliance's rank for the season, and he said, "Look who's five spots ahead." And Leonard responded, "Hey, that's us." I always find it amusing when you can actually see people that you know or at least somewhat know on the board. Speaking of which, Jeff Duggan said that he had a Woolly One show up in his PvP sim queue, and he said to skip or not to skip.
No way. Give me the beatdown. Everybody and else does.
Leonard responded to that as well and said, "Crush him."
Well, what was it Saturday, Ray? What I have, negative 200 and something?
Yeah.
While we were sitting at the table? It was insane.
On the Patreon people, I have to mention AstroMonkey9 says every time he thinks about hitting the submit on the Patreon, we start in with our horrible Star Wars opinions and he's forced to rage quit. So there you go, Craig. You're driving people away. And finally, I think.
Wait, I got a side tangent on that. So I saw this post on Reddit, and I'm sure it's complete bunk, but somebody, you know, claimed to have spoilers for movie 2. And man, boy, do I hope that their big revelation comes true, because man, it'll make people sad and cry. I don't know that I want to reveal it because it might make people sad and cry.
Yeah, I'm going to support you not revealing it. Yeah. Like, I'm sad that you would lead into a story that went nowhere.
Exactly.
But in case it has any legitimacy, if it's
remotely true,
I support you saying nothing.
Yeah, because it would be a big plot twist if it's true. So I don't want to reveal it, but when I read it, it made me laugh, and it made me pray that that's actually how this story turns out. Because, oh man, will people be sad.
Oh, you're a monster.
Hey, again, I'm waiting for Rogue One. It looks awesome.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm really just happy that I was worried that Ray was going to make it all the way through listener comments without you derailing him.
No way. Can't be done.
All right, I'm getting back on the rails.
Okay.
Nick 1118 also said that he is a new listener, and this was apparently the first time he listened not in his car, which means it was the first time that he didn't jump in fear when the crash of the Titans thunderclap hit. I love that sound, so I'm glad you appreciate it. And Cyclops410 said he'd been watching the podcast for the last couple of months, and he is going back to older episodes because he loved the advice that comes from the featured character of the week. And that's in his post. And he also said that like the team combination ideas. However, Stinkpalm commented on his post and said, "I wasn't aware we could watch them," because he said he'd been watching the podcast.
Gotta be nitpicky, don't you?
And then, however,
nobody wants to see that.
He did. He did say he had another post that said "Powers of Patreon activate," saying that we could do a video, but no.
I suppose we could. We could make a Skype video call and post that up there. But man, no, I don't know that you want to look at us schlubs. If you want to look at us that badly, I don't know, when we make our random visits to random towns, stop by.
Yeah, I'm in Boston. There you go.
If you murder Ian, please don't murder Owen. We like him.
Right. At least let me find somewhere secure to put him before you murder me.
Yeah.
All right, I think that's all I have for the listener comments.
All right, Ian, hit me. Who we got this week?
This week we have, again, another shocker that I didn't realize we had not been down this road.
Yeah.
But the one and only Magneto is this week's featured character of the week.
Week.
Feature character of the week.
Okay, so we've got classic Magneto, and he is a yellow, red, and blue character. Sorry, I'm experiencing some unwanted lag. I was trying to stall, but I'll just own up to the fact that I was underprepared. I'm sorry. All right, his yellow...
Unwanted his lag, yellow... and you're paying $10 for this? Come on.
I know. And I forgot to pack headphones, so I had to go to some random kiosk in the building that we're in and shell out another $15 for a pink pair of squishy earbuds. Man, Yeah. It's costing me $25. This is the classiest show we've ever done. on my very own Patreon.
But we decided we couldn't skip this one. It was way too important.
Right. So, here we go. Yellow. It is called Coercive Field. It has a AP cost of 9 yellow. Magneto puts some protectiles on the board. He starts by putting 6 random strength 11. Then first they only convert basic tiles. Second level, they can convert protect, strike, and attack tiles. Third level, he makes more. Fourth level, he makes more. Fifth level, they get stronger and can now also convert enemy countdown tiles. So at level 5, at the maximum level, he is making 9 random strength 53 protect tiles that can convert any other tile into that protect tile. Polarizing Force. This is his red ability. It costs 8 red AP. He destroys all the team-up tiles, and he does some damage, but generates no AP. As the levels progress, he does more damage. He does 261 damage per tile at the max level. So that's pretty straightforward. A little bit handy. Not my favorite, though. Lastly, certainly not leastly, his blue power. Magnetized projectiles. 10 blue AP. He sends some tiles swirling around the board, dealing damage for each tile swap. He is swapping blue and red tiles. At the beginning, he swipes 5 and does 93 damage each. As it increases, level 2 does more damage. Level 3 swaps more tiles. Level 4 does more damage. Level 5 swaps more tiles and does more damage. So, at max level, he is dealing 713 damage per swap. And he's swapping 7 tiles. So I think he is one of the best standalone characters in the game, in my opinion. You know, if you're not working to pair him with anybody, he does it all. In my opinion, again, because I don't think anybody values protect tiles and damage prevention, I'm a 5-3-5 on Magneto. Honestly, as long as the blue power is at a 5, I don't care what you do with the other two. So that's my 2 cents. Ray, do you use Magneto?
I use Magneto all the time. Like you said, he is a character that can stand up on any team. Massive amounts of, well, not massive, but really decent amounts of damage. Not too difficult to charge. I, however, have learned something in your telling of his powers. I had no idea that his protectiles could override enemy tiles, enemy special tiles. Not a clue.
Right.
Didn't even realize it. So I have been playing him at 355. And
okay,
I've had him that way probably since, you know, since I've got him covered. I might have to try the 535. Very interesting.
With this new information coming to light, not only is he creating protect tiles, but he is giving you a chance, 7 chances of destroying enemy tiles.
Well, right. I have him at 4-4-5. At level 4, it's converting 9 random tiles, including enemy, protect, strike, and attack.
Or 9, sure.
So,
right, 6, 7, 9.
Yeah, so, I mean, 9's a lot. That wipes the board real quick.
Right.
Of special tiles.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it. I have him, like I said, at level 3, so he's creating 30 strength 35 protect tiles for a total strength of 280. If I were to take that up to a 5, the total strength jumps up to 477. That is significant.
And it very much is.
I should have looked at this earlier, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if we've been keeping track, but I definitely count him amongst the top 10.
Yeah, either way, like you said, either way you have it, whether it's 5-3-5 or, you know, whatever, blue is going to be a 5. I mean, you're just going to want that.
Oh, it really is. It just does brutal amounts of damage. Just make sure that you have the appropriate number of red and blue tiles on it before you activate it so you can get the maximum effect.
Right. I've actually been using him. He was one of my 3 characters that I used to crush the PvP simulator just this last time. I used him with X-Force Wolverine and Iron Fist. Obviously, I used Iron Fist to generate black so that X-Force Wolverine could just kill everyone. However, Magneto played my staple red-blue character and did enough damage that he would take out, you know, anybody that X-Force Wolverine left behind, basically. I kind of wish I'd have been... Well, I guess with X-Force Wolverine, I was going to be using his yellow anyway, so it still made sense, but still, going to have to try out that yellow. Hey, thanks, Ian.
No problem. I'm here to help.
Yeah, I have mine at level 171. I'm not sure where you guys are at, but that's Magneto.
Neither am I.
But
I'll have mine in a second.
I know this is, like, really impossible, probably, to try and work this into the game, but I really think one of his powers should be that psychic effects don't affect him.
Hmm.
He's got that helmet for a reason.
You're right. That would be nearly impossible to work into the game.
I know, you'd have to define, like, certain powers, you know, like, I don't know, some of Jean's powers, some of Charles's powers, I don't know, something that doesn't affect him because he's got a helmet.
So, he is my third highest three-star. I've got Thor at 181, Mohawk is at 180, and he is at 178. So he's pretty powerful, and I use him with Mohawk quite a bit. Pretty good team. If you're looking for a team that really shuffles the board, that one of my go-to teams is Magneto, Storm, Loki. The three of them, they shuffle the board a lot, they mix stuff up, and if you want to take out some goons without taking a point of damage, that's where I go.
All right. Magnus in a nutshell.
Another quality Craig segue.
I don't even know. I don't know if I would put him in my top five three stars, but he's just a solid character. Like you said, even on his own, even if you have to use crap characters with him,
right?
It's a solid go-to character.
Right. He's got some broad shoulders. He can carry a team.
Well, that, and I've always loved Magneto. So
right.
Well, sure. Have you ever tried teaming him up with a two-star Captain Marvel?
No.
Just curious.
No.
Well, she can use her yellow to make team up tiles all over the board. And then you can blow them up.
Oh, sure. I've never considered that.
Because she can make a pile of team-up tiles.
Viable. Right.
Wait, two-star... I'm confused. Two-star Captain Marvel?
Yeah.
Two-star Miss Marvel?
Yeah.
Yeah, two-star... She does make special tiles, Sonic Boom, and
Strategic
Ozone Blast,
Strategic Command is what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Right.
For eight yellow, it makes 9 team-up tiles.
Right.
And then you immediately use Magneto to blow them up.
Ways to better utilize his red.
Right. Interesting.
Right.
Because she puts 9 of them out there on top of what's already on the board, and then you blow them up. That's a lot of team-up tiles to blow up.
That really is. That's quite a bit. I've never thought of that, but sounds valid.
I'll see if I can work that into my schedule and let you know.
All right. Let me know.
Because
we
know you won't test it.
That's probably true. That is probably really, 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 really likely that I will not test it. But I don't know. Just popped into my head when I was thinking about team-up tiles. Because, you know, I use Ms. Marvel quite a bit.
I do have her championed. I will. I'll see if that works.
All right. What did anybody get this week? Anything good? Where are we at?
Just that Luke Cage situation that we discussed earlier.
Yep, that was excellent. Raymondo.
I have received over the past week. I finally got a Jean Grey that I could use. I got another one of her purple, so that was awesome. I also managed to get a red Thor Goddess of Thunder.
No. Oh,
so she's
cool.
She's getting. So I might be able to use her soon. And I did. Complete the what's it called, the simulator, that's the 2,000 points.
Yep.
Yeah,
to get the black Punisher to the max.
Oh, that's worth it.
Yes.
Good time.
Two black for him now. Not useful, yeah. But
all right, so
yeah, so that was mine.
Yeah, as we know, I've been hoarding stuff recently because I haven't any hero points, so I thought that I would maybe if we want to take a few minutes, open some stuff up to see if I get anything good now that I actually have enough hero points to get a new character if one should arrive. Because I've got 6 legendary tokens to be opened and 199 command points.
Sure. I don't want to cheat you out of that level of joy, as long as it, you know, keep it moving.
All right.
I would like to invite my family back into the hotel room at some point if they're wandering the streets of Boston cold and alone.
All right, I'm just going to open a couple. We'll see what we get.
Ray, can Ray insert a drum roll?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Token number one. Yellow Nova.
Do you have Nova?
Probably good. I don't know any. I don't remember
token
anything.
I had
Nova.
A Nova. Token two.
Oh, good.
Black Carnage.
Okay.
Token three. Red Nova. So apparently it's going to be a burst of Novas.
Hopefully.
Nova burst.
Next one is Blue Daisy.
Nice. Did you have Daisy?
I did. Next is a Ants.
Nice.
And then I'll just open this last legendary token here, and it's a Blue Iron Man. So yet again for me, 5-star characters do not exist.
Oh,
Iron Man.
Oh, Hulkbuster.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm not. No, Iron Man, I'm insane. It was Iceman. How about that?
Wow. You're really bad at this.
I said I was insane.
Oh, that was totally worth it. Well, at least you got 2 Novas. That could help you down the road.
Yeah. So.
And Iceman's always good to stack up. That the blue is important for the next time he's a Crash of the Titan.
So, there you go. Boy, that got my Carnage. He's really getting up there.
You're not opening your command points?
No, I figure that's enough for tonight. We'll let Ian's family come in out of the cold death at his Boston. I got my Carnage up to 4.32, though.
Wow.
Yeah, he's moving.
So
he was already potent.
Yeah, look at him go.
He's useful, but extremely dangerous.
All right, Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
It's called the Soon to Be Named Podcast Network. You can check us out at soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com and enjoy some fine shows on that network, like the Prodigal Sons podcast, where we talk about everything and nothing all at once when we pepper in a little cursing. We can talk about the profane arguments, where we offer a secular view on world events. And you can listen to the Fresher and Parlance show, which is a live YouTube broadcast. You can check out the Prime Defective, which is a companion broadcast to Star Trek The Next Generation. You can check out the Podvocacy, where Jason and Dave talk about their pop culture interests. And you can check out Long Box Heroes and Long Box Heroes After Dark, which is a comic book podcast, with Long Box Heroes After Dark being a catch-all for anything they couldn't fit into their regular format. So please, did I miss anybody? I didn't. I'm the best at what I do.
Wow. Little Logan in the house. All right.
I did. I know. So there you have it. Check us out. soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com.
Thank you much. All right. So that's all we got for this week. Here's your standard spiel. Check us out at puzzlewarriors3.com. You can check us. You can grab the podcast on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Podomatic. Leave your comments on our webpage using the Discuss feature, or in the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit when Ray posts the show on there, or in the D3 forums because he's been throwing it in there as well. If you want to leave us any comments, any suggestions, please feel free. You can contact us through one of those ways, or our email addresses are up on the website as well. You can throw us some bones through the Amazon banner at the top of our webpage to give us a little love, or you can become a patron. Speaking of which, the theory is, I suppose you'll throw this out, that we'll have our guest next week.
Yes, we should have a special guest on next week's episode.
Our first $3 patron will be making an appearance as his reward next week to be live on this show, and hopefully he won't regret it. So we'll see how that goes. But that's all I got for this week. So goodbye now. Wow, I screwed that up. Goodbye for now. And remember to always ask the eternal question, what about Bob?
What about Bob?
Wow. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Goodbye, friends.